弟兄姐妹早上好，我们很高兴在主日我们再一次回到神的殿中哈。我们在教会里一起的敬拜神。
We can worship God together.
那我们今天继续看彼得后书。
And today we're going to continue to study the Second Peter.
那上一次我们讲到提防异端。
Last time we need to watch out the heresy.
那么是。今天呢，我们是继续讲同样的主题，是这个部分的第二部分。
And today we will continue the same subject. This is the second part.
那我以前在跟这个国内的亲友在分享福音的时候
，And in the past when I share the gospel with the people in China,
那有一次就跟他讲到说，你要信耶稣啊，等等。
And one time I said you need to believe in Jesus.
他说，哎呀，好像耶稣我们听说过啊。
And yeah, we have heard about Jesus.
他说有一次呢，他们坐这个公共汽车的时候哈。
And one time they were riding on the bus.
那突然间有一个人呢，就在车子开的当中，他突然就站起来了。
And all of a sudden, one person stood up on the bus.
于是他就讲到，哎呀，世界末日啊，你们要悔改啊，还讲到耶稣来着。
You need to repent during the doomsday.
那其实我不大知道他讲什么，但是你一听就知道。这个十有八九就是异端的。
And so you know probably mostly that it probably is a heresy.
因为这种他这种传福音的方式还有包括他所讲的内容。
And so the way they how they evangelize and the content of the message.
所以讲到提防异端啊不是一个好像离我们很远的事情。
And so watch out the heresy is not something is far away from us.
其实就是在我们生活周围就是每天都会发生的。
And that happens every single day in our life.
上次我们讲到的异端邪说呀，可以分成三类。
And so the last time we talked about heresy and into three parts.
那一种呢是极端。
And one is called extreme.
那么虽然还是在正统的基督教信仰范围之内，但是比较极端。
And still they're the fundamentalists, but they are go to extreme.
那么另外第二种呢就是异端，那就是他已经与正统的教导已经偏离了。
And second one is a heresy that is away from the right teaching.
那么离我离这个异端再走得更远的话，那就到了什么？那种就是邪教。
And so to the extreme is called cult.
那么这种邪教呢是近乎于疯狂的那种。
And so those are cults that border on the madness.
所以这个还比较容易分别。
And so you probably can distinguish that.
但是异端相对来说就比较不太容易。
But sometimes it's hard to distinguish the heresy.
因为很多异端的教会啊，它的这个是它的信徒啊，很多都有很好的这个见证的。
Many heretics have a very high, very good testimonies.
Yeah, 他们有很好的职业。
They have good jobs.
在社会上也受人尊敬。
And being honored by society.
所以呢，这样的话呢，他们在这个教导上面也很强调圣经。
Very often they emphasize on Bible teaching.
因此它的隐蔽性很强。
So they kind of concealed.
那么对一般的信徒来说这个杀伤力也很大。
And so actually the damage is pretty lethal.
那么上一次我们讲到说这个提防异端呢彼得已经提醒了我们两个方面。
And last time we talked about how we can watch out the heresy is that into two parts.
你怎么知道它是异端呢你就是从它的教导上面。
First, that you how you can distinguish this from their teaching.
忽视基督，贬低基督，甚至取代基督，那显然就是异端。
So they lower Jesus Christ and also replace Jesus Christ.
那第二方面就从他们的行为上。
And secondly, is from their conduct.
因为他们的行为没有真正的从神而来的见证。
And so they do not have a good testimony from the Lord.
这是判断信仰是否纯正的一个标准。
And this is the one of the way that you can distinguish.
所以我们得出的结论呢，就是说，凡不认耶稣的，那个就不是从出于神。
And so the one of the things that we can for sure is that deny Jesus is not from coming from God.
所以对于这些假教师的下场，彼得讲的是清楚，不过再清楚了。
And so you can tell.But the consequence of those false teachers that Peter has a very, very clear instructions.
他们的下场 就是要受到神的审判。
And they will be judged by God.
就是堕落和沉沦。
And they'll be fall and forever.
现在可能大家有一个问题，他说那些跟随这些假教师的人怎么办嘞
？And what happened to the people who follow the heresy?
那么那些已经在了异端的这个教会，甚至跑到邪教那些教会，他们这些跟从的人有没有得救？将来有没有悔改的机会呢
？What happened to those followers of heresy? Are they going to be saved?
那我想，今天我们就继续来看这段经文，看看彼得告诉我们些什么。
So let's study this passage. What Peter teach us?
那我们所看的经文是在彼得后书的第二章。
So it will be on the Second Peter chapter 2.
第十节的下半部分到二十二节。
And from the second part of verse 10 to 22.
那我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen, we read Chinese, I will read English.
彼得后书第二章，第十节的下半段，他们胆大任性，毁谤在尊位的，也不知惧怕。
Bold and arrogant, they are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial beings.
就是天使，虽然力量全能更大，还不用毁谤的话在主面前告他们。
Even angels, though they are strong and more powerful, do not heap abuse on such beings, which bring judgment on them from the Lord.
但这些人好像没有灵性，生来就是畜类，已被捉拿宰杀的。他们所毁谤、所不晓得的事，正在败坏人的时候，自己必遭遇败坏。
But these men, bless me, in matter they do not understand.They are like a brute beast, creature of instinct, born only to be caught and destroyed. And like a beast, they too will perish.
行的不义就得了不义的工价。这些人喜爱白昼宴乐，他们已被玷污，又有瑕疵。正与他们一同坐席，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。
They will be paid back with harm for the harm they have done. Their idea of pleasure is truecorrodes in broad daylight. They are blots and blemishes, revealing in their pleasure while they feast with you.
他们满眼是淫色，止不住犯罪，引诱那心不坚固的人，心中习惯了贪婪，正是被诅咒的种类。
With eyes full of adultery, they never stop singing. They seduce the unstable. They were expert in greed and accursed brood.
他们离弃正路就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
They have left the straight way and wander off to follow the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness.
他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。
But he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey, a beast without speech.Who spoke with a man's voice and restrained the prophet's madness?
这些人是无水的井，是狂风吹逼的雾气，有墨黑的幽暗为他们存留。
Those men are springs without water and mist driven by a storm. Blackest darkness is reserved for them.
他们说虚妄矜持的大话，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离妄行的人。
For they mouth empty, boastful words, and for appealing to the lustful desire of sinful human nature, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error.
他们应许人得以自由，自己却做败坏的奴仆，因为人被谁制服，就是谁的奴仆。
They promise them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of a depravity, for a man is a slave to whatever has mastered them.
倘若他们因认识主、救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。
If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ are again entangled in it and overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning.
他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命。倒不如不晓得为妙。
It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then to turn their back on the sacred command that was passed on to them.
他们晓啊，俗话说的真不错，狗所吐的，他转过来又吃， 猪洗净了又回到泥里去混，这话在他们身上正合适。
Of them, the proverb are true. A dog returned to its vomit, and a sow that is washed goes back to her wallowing in the mud.
Yeah. 我想这段经文大概可以分成两个部分哈。
So this passage can divide to two parts.
那第一部分就是从第十节的第下半段一直到十六节。
And start from the first part, start from the second part of verse 10 to 16.
这里讲到对这些假教师的一个描述。
And describe the corruption of false teachers.
那么十七节到二十二节则是讲到这些假教师的教导所带来的严重的后果。
And 17 to 22 deal with the serious consequence of the teaching of false teachers.
彼得在这一段经文你发现他的言辞是非常激烈的。
And you can tell that Peter's words have vehemently condemned the false teachers.
可以说一个词再加上另外一个词。
And so adding one word to another.
可以说一句话再加上另外一句话
，and one phrase adding another phrase，
就像一个连珠炮一样哈，来抨击这个假教师
，and to attack the false teachers，
可以将他们的表象跟结局是讲的是非常清楚的。
It really talk about what their consequence and result of those false teachers。
所以这假教师的特点呢，就是首先就是毁谤
，and so the first characteristic of a false teacher is that is slander。
所以在这个第十节、十一节，啊，后面到十三节都多次讲到，他们的特点就是毁谤。
And in the 10, 11, 13 talk about they love to slander.
他们毁谤他们所不知道的、所不晓得的事情。
And they even slander things they don't even know.
他们轻视上帝的权柄。
They despise God's authority.
攻击一切在尊位的人。
And attack all those in authority,
包括天使都是一样
including angels.
所以第十一节讲的这个例子，就是天使虽然力量、全能更大，还不用毁谤的话，在主面前告他们。
So in the verse 11, talk about even the angels, so they have stronger, more powerful, but do not heap abuse on such being when bringing judgment on them from the Lord.
实际上，这句话经文就是犹大书的。第九节就讲到是同样的事情。
And it's the same thing from Jude, verse 9.
就说是天使长米迦勒跟撒旦在争夺摩西的尸首的时候。
And so talk about the Moses and the Satan are fighting for the angel are fighting with a devil about Moses' body.
那么这个时候呢，天使长米迦勒他不肯。去诅咒这个魔鬼。
Then the chief angel will not condemn the devil.
但是这个假教师却是口无遮拦的。
But the false teacher that have nothing barred from his mouth.
其实圣经教导我们污秽的话一句都不可出口。
And so the bad words were the words are should never be used.
因为这一切的是世界上的一切都是神所造的。
So because everything is created by the Lord,
甚至是堕落的天使
even the fallen angels.
所以只有神有权柄去做判断、审判跟责备的。
Only God has authority to condemn and judge.
所以这些假教师呢，是这个特点就很明显，就揭露出他们的真正的目的在哪。
And that really reveal their real purpose.Of the false teachers.
那这段经文还提到假教师其他的三个特征。
And there's other three characteristics of false teachers.
比如说第十三节讲到他们喜爱宴乐。
And they love the pleasure.
那么第十四节讲到是满眼的淫色。
Full of adultery.
第十五节讲到他们贪婪。
And full of greed.
所以这些特征其实上在上一段的经文，那么彼得都已经提到了。
And Peter already mentioned the last passage.
那么在第二节第二章第二节讲到毁谤。
And in verse 2 talk about slander.
那么在第三节讲到捏造的言语。
And the verse 3 talk about fabricated speech.
也讲到贪心等等。
And also talk about greed.
那这里面彼得再一次的强调，不但是讲的更详细，而且力量跟这个语气就更加的强烈。
And his words and also the strength of his wording is even more severe.
而且呢，这里呢，在第十五节的时候，特别的提到了先知巴兰的例子。
And in verse 15, talk about example of Balaam, a prophet Balaam.
这个巴兰呢，就成为一切假教师的一个 一个先例哈。
And balance that kind of example of false teachers.
这是在旧约民数记里记载的事情。
And this is in Numbers.
那么当以色列人要进入这个迦南地的时候，他们就遇到了这个摩亚人的阻拦。
And so Israel, before they entered the Canaan, and they met their enemies.
那么摩亚王呢，知道这个好像他没有办法阻挡这些以色列人，他就去找到这个先知巴兰，说给他送了很多的礼物。
So Moab king knew that they Israelites going to enter Canaan, so he want to bribe Balaam, so give him shower him with a lot of gifts.
让他去诅咒以色列人。
And ask Balaam to curse Israelites.
但是神呢，真的是几次三番的阻止巴兰去这样做的。
God has tried to stop Balaam doing it.
但是这个巴兰呢，实在是财迷心窍。
But he was filled with greed.
他一次去了不成，第二次还去。
And so he tried the first time and went the second time.
他去这次去的时候呢，他骑着驴去，结果呢，到了一个地方啊，这个驴就不肯走啊。
And so he was riding on a donkey, and by one point the donkey stopped.
所以他拼命的打这个驴，还骂这个驴啊。
He was beating the donkey and rebuked donkey.
就后来那个天使向他显明，就说。你呀、啊，还不如这头驴了哈。
So angel revealed to him and said, "You are not even worse than the donkey."
因为驴不走，是因为驴看见了这个天使拿着刀在他面前在阻挡。
Because the donkey actually see the angel was holding a sword, try to stop them.
他再走一步的话，那天使那刀就落在他头上了。
If the donkey walk take one more step, and the sword will be upon them.
那么最后我们知道，这个一计不成又是一计。巴兰最后给这个摩亚王出了一个啊最坏的主意。
And so Balaam offered a worse plan.
他就让摩亚的女子啊去引诱这个以色列人去行淫。
And so have a Moab woman try to entice the Israelite to involve adultery.
那么这样的话，他知道以色列的神就会怎么样？不喜悦的事情就会降灾给以色列。
So he knew that God of Israel will send curse to Israelite.
那么最后巴兰的下场就是被杀哈。
Actually, Balaam was killed.
所以他收了这么多礼物，也没有机会享用。
So even he received a lot of gifts, he never get a chance to enjoy it.
所以这个巴兰呢，就是所有假教师的一个鼻祖。
And so the prophet Balaam is the originator of all the false.Prophets and teachers.
圣经不止一次的在新约里面提到他的例子。
In the New Testament, mentioned Balaam several times.
可以作为警告哈。
It's really a warning to us.
那么所有的假教师的下场就是像巴兰一样。
And the fate of false teacher will be just like Balaam.
那么现在讲到这里，我想这个关于假教师的这个面目，彼得已经讲的是清楚啊的。不能再清楚了。
So you know, Peter has really instructed the mass of the false teachers being really revealed.
那现在的问题就是，为什么还有人会跟从他们？
But why do people still want to follow false teachers?
这个问题就值得我们思考。
And this is really a deserve of deep thinking.
不但是有人跟从他们，还是有很多的人去跟从他们。
Not only few follow them, it's actually a lot to follow the false teachers.
其实啊，就像那些个骗术一样。
So it's just like a fraud.
那么从这个历史上有诈骗啊，是诈骗的套路都是那几样的。
And so if you look at the fraud and scam, they are very similar.
但是偏偏每一次都有人上当的。
But people still fall for it.
因为呢，这个诈骗的人呢，就抓住了人们的一个心理。
Because they try to capture what people thinking.
你的心理就是你想发财。
And you are greed and you want to make more money. You want to make more money.
而且你想快快的赚钱。
And you want to make money quickly.
所以他就是屡试不爽。
And so we never fail.
所以这骗子呢，从古到今就是这个套路，他一试就灵的。
And so those fraudsters that always use those the same way and is always successful.
同样的道理。
Same way.
异端也是用同样的方法，他们要满足人的需要。
And heresy are using the same method because they want to meet the needs of people.
因为很多的人呢有那种好奇的心。
And because a lot of people have a lot of curiosity.
那么他好奇的心呢，就是引诱他想知道一些奥秘的事情。
And so, to lure them to know some of the mystery.
那特别是有关末世的事情。
Especially of the end time.
圣经告诉我们好多关于末世的事情。
And in the Bible, talk about end time, numerous time.
那么圣经，但是呢，还没有告诉我们。所有关于末世的事。
But Bible did not reveal everything will happen at the end time.
所以末世的事情呢，就是很模糊，啊，很有这种神秘感。
And so is it like a mysterious that attract people want to know more?
所以呢，这些异端学说呢，常常会从末日入手。
And so those heresy like to start with the end time.
把那些个奥秘的事情吹得天花乱坠。
And to a really make those mysterious things more mysterious.
所以当我们基督徒把注意力从耶稣基督的身上，我们把它转移到这些奥秘的事情上。
So when our attention should be on Jesus, but when we transfer to those mysterious things,
其实我们从恩典中堕落只是时间的问题。
And so fall from grace is a matter of time.
以前呢，有个姐妹在教会里面，她就对这种奥秘的事情很感兴趣。
And there's one sister was very curious of those mysterious things.
哦，这很奇怪，一般的姐妹对神学的问题都不太有兴趣。
I mean, it's very interesting. Usually sisters are not very interested in theologies.
但是她特别感兴趣。
But she's very interested.
所以她有很多的问题。
She has a lot of questions.
哎呀，关于三位一体的问题，她每个牧师她都问的。
And about Trinity, she has a lot of pastors.
哎，有任何的讲员来问，她也要问一些问题的。
And every time there's a special speaker, she will ask a lot of questions.
结果后来就有人敲她的门哈。
And one day, someone knocked on her door.
所以要跟她一起查考圣经。
And want to study Bible with her.
你知道是哪里的？
You know where's it from?
耶和华见证人。
Jehovah Witness.
他一听，哎呀，这个好，跟他查经。
And so, good. That sounds good. So I had a study, Bible study with him.
查了半年。
After 6 months.
他说他终于觉得这三位一体啊不对。
So finally, she realized the Trinity was not right.
所以啊，你跟他怎么讲都没有用哈。
So no matter how you want to convince her.
所以啊，就很多人就跟他讲这个正面的教导，但是他已经被人家洗脑了。
But people try to bring her back, but that she's being brainwashed.
不过还好，后来他就没有真的去耶和华见证人，但是他的这种好奇心却一直没有消失的。
And so even though she did not go to Jehovah's Witness Church, but her curiosity never diminished.
最终他离开这个教会。
Finally, she left the church.
因为在教会里听教会讲这些，他说：“哎呀，都听过了。”
And
都是这些东西，讲来讲去都是这些。
So she says she's like a tired of listening the same thing over and over again.
她说我要听点新鲜的。
I want to hear something new.
是跑到一个韩国人教会去了。
So went to a Korean church.
到那里她说，哎呀，这个好，他们的神学是正确的。
And so this is the church that teaching the right theology.
她把我所有的问题都解决了。
They have solved all my problems.
所有的东西讲得清清楚楚。
Everything they talk about clear my mind.
所以她就加入那个教会。
So join that church.
但是这个教会显然就是异端嘛。
But that church is a heresy.
不可能很多的事情清楚，很多事情是不清楚的。
And actually, there's a lot of things we don't have an answer for it.
神没有让我们知道所有的事情。
And God does not plan for us to know everything.
所以奥秘的事情是属于耶和华的。
And mystery things belong to God.
所以当我们把注意力从耶稣基督的身上转移的时候
，So when we transfer our attention to Jesus.
所以我们从恩典堕落的是时间问题。
It's only a matter of time we fall from grace.
所以我们不要轻忽神给我们的恩典。
Do not overlook God's grace.
彼得啊，这里特别用了两个比喻来讲到这个假教师的教导。
And so Peter here used two metaphors to talk about the false teacher.
第一个说他们在第十七节讲到什么是无水的井。
They are spring without water.
我们看到一口井没有水。
And you see a well without water.
那这井有什么用吗？
And what's it for?
看起来好像很有希望。
And it looks like there's a hope.
但实际上什么都没有。
But there's nothing there.
还有他们说是狂风吹逼的雾气。
And mist driven by a storm.
哎呀，我们住在加州，知道我们看到一朵黑云过来，我们希望，哎呀，下点雨多好。
And so in the California, we see a black cloud, we say, oh, hopefully we're going to have a rain.
但是狂风一吹，这雾气就散了。
But once the big wind blows and the mist disappears,
还是没有雨。
And there's no rain.
那么又说有墨黑的幽暗为他们存留。
And also talk about the blackest darkness.
这是说他们将来的下场是什么。
And it talk about their fate.
他们必定要受到上帝的审判。
They will suffer the judgment of the Lord.
这个是不可动摇的。
It's inevitable.
那么下面的问题，就像我们讲，那些跟随他们的人怎么样呢？
But what will happen to the people who follow them?
那十八节就讲到说，这假教师引诱是哪些呢？是那些个刚刚信主的人。
And so what those four people like to lure are those people who just stop believing God.
或者是像十四节讲的心里面不坚固的人
or does not have a solid foundation
所以这些人是再一次失去了基督里的自由
those people continue to lose their freedom in Christ
那么第二十节我们来看
and let's look at verse 20
这是我们要集中精力来思想的这段经文这一节经文哈
so let's look at verse 20
那倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好。
If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, are again entangled in it and overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning.
那这里的他们是指的谁
？Who are they？
那么从前面。第十节开始一直讲他们这些人这我们知道是假教师是没有问题。
And so in the beginning talk about they were talking about false teachers.
但是在第十九节又讲到因为人被谁制服就是谁的奴仆接下来的二十节这个他们是不是也包括这些个跟随这些假教师的人
So in the verse 19 and talk about whatever has mastered him,And then later 20, talk about they, is that including the people who follow false teachers.
所以彼得这里没有刻意的区分假教师和那些个上当受骗的人。
And Peter did not distinguish the false teacher and the people who follow the false teachers.
因为那认识主耶稣的人他被缠住被制服这显然就是已经从恩典中堕落了。
And so talk about those people are being entangled and are those people who fall from grace.
那他们的结局呢在第二十节讲到说这句话他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。
And the end result was even worse than in the beginning.
这句话是不是比较熟悉
Are you familiar with those verses?
我们读福音书的时候是不是耶稣讲过这句话
And do you remember Jesus say that?
耶稣讲过一个例子说有一个人他赶鬼他变得干净了是不是
And remember there's one person was the demon was coming out of him it's been clean
于是这个不干净的灵呢就离开他到了旷野转来转去说我还是回的那个地方好哈
Then clean spirit that was wandering the wilderness later decided to go back
他一看那个人的屋子打扫干净里面是空的他 又找了七个污鬼大家一块去。
And so the, even though the house has been clean and the house has been empty, so the evil spirit brings seven others with him.
所以彼得在里面是引用耶稣的话耶稣说的就是这句他们末后的这个人末后的景况比先前怎么样更不好。
And so the condition will be worse than the beginning.
那么陷进异端的人有没有可能再出来呢
And so these people who fall into the heresy, can they come out of it?
确实是有可能再出来。
It is possible.
但是不是那么容易的事情。
But it's not that easy.
那么接下来的问题就是，信徒是不是真的会失去救恩？
So the next question is, can the believers that really lose salvation?
所以这个亚米念学派跟加尔文主义为了这个问题已经争论了几百年。
So this has been the question between Arminian and the Calvinists. They've been are debated for centuries.
所以亚米念学派认为说人是可能会失去救恩的，你得到救恩有可能会失去。
Arminian believe that people might lose salvation.
那么加尔文主义者认为呢，一朝得救，永远得救，你绝对不会失去救恩。
And the Calvinists believe that once you are saved, you will never lose your salvation.
那么 这个时候我们怎么样去看？
How do we look at it?
实际上啊，我想这个圣经里面两方面的内容都有讲。
And so we have to look at the Bible. Bible actually talk about both sides.
那么一方面圣经清楚地讲过，救恩不会轻易地失落。
And so in the Bible actually talk about it's not easy to lose your faith.
那另一方面呢，圣经又明确地讲到过说，那么信徒失去上帝的救恩是可能的。
And there is a possibility of a believer lose the God's grace.
警告的经文也很多。
And there's a lot of warning Bible verses.
所以你看起来这两个是互相矛盾的。
And it looks like they're contraindicate.
所以有些人读到这些经文，他就说就把这个矛盾去抹杀它。
And a lot of people, they just wipe out those contradiction statements.
这样我们就容易造成极端。
But then that will cause extreme.
但是我们要知道我们怎么样去读圣经，圣经两个方面的教导都非常清楚
的告诉我们。But the Bible actually teaches both sides.
所以第一方面，你如果担心救恩会失落的话，神跟你说救恩不会轻易的失落。
So first that Jesus gave us the assurance that no one can snatch us out of his hand.
如果对那些他们故意疏忽神的恩典
For those people who actually really overlook or were, do not believe in God's grace.
他们肆意妄为哈，
and they will do whatever they want.
没有人辖制，他觉得没有人可以管得了他。
Without restraint, then they do whatever they want to do.
那么这样的人在恩典中堕落也是完全有可能。
There is a possibility they will fall from grace.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要活在上帝的恩典中。
We need to live in God's grace.
我想这句话没有人不同意的。
And I'm sure everybody agree with that.
但是活在上帝的恩典中意味着什么？
But what does that mean? We live in God's grace.
意味着我们所有的拥有的一切是恩典。
So we have to admit that everything we have is grace from the Lord.
这样我们就不会为我们所拥有的而夸口。
So we will not be boastful.
那么我们所做的一切都是恩典。
Everything we do is grace.
这样我们就是不管遇到什么样的环境，我们都是凡事淡定。
So whatever happened to us, we can be calm.
那而且我们所想要得到的一切也是恩典。
So everything we want to earn is also grace.
因为这样我们就不会患得患失。
So we will not become worried about personal gain or loss.
所以唯有活在神的恩典之中，我们才不会从恩典之中堕落。
Only living God's grace that we will not fall from grace.
可是很多的时候，我们人的心中啊都有一个兔子。
And so very often there's a rabbit in our heart.
这个兔子就是比较不满足。
And the rabbit is restless.
我们总想多得一点。
Always want to get more.
我们有了一件衣服，我们就想买两件。
And if we have a one piece of clothes, we want to get another one.
我们看到别人有什么东西，我们就想跟别人拥有同样的东西。
And if we see somebody has something, we want to have the same thing.
这种不满足不光是物质上，有的时候也包括荣誉、地位。财富等等。
And so those deceptions are not only from the money, also the honor and recognition.
所以这是人的欲望。
And this is our human desire.
当人被这些欲望来驱使的时候，就像饮鸩止渴一样。
And so those are things like motivated by desire. It's like drinking the poison wine to quench the thirst.
就像我们那个兔子，然后我们说，哎呀，它在心里面跳跳跳跳跳，要这个要那个，我们说，哎，干脆给你就好了，给你就不跳了，乖乖了。
And so it's like a rabbit in the heart. It's really restless. It wants a lot of things, and just you want to satisfy that desire, and then maybe the rabbit will finally be more restful.
哎，这个兔子真的就乖了，安静一会儿。
So the rabbit will be restful for a little while.
不会太久。
But does not last very long.
它又会活起来的。
And it start being lively again.
而且是胃口是越来越大的。
And so have a more appetite for it.
所以这样的话呢，就。没有，因为我们的心呢，用这些东西是没有办法去满足的。
Because we cannot be, our heart cannot be satisfied with those material things.
什么可以满足我们的心
？What can satisfy us?
唯有耶稣基督可以满足我们的心。
Only Jesus Christ can satisfy us.
所以，我们如果耶稣基督不能满足我们的心的话
，If Jesus Christ cannot satisfy us,
那么就我们就是。被欲望所驱使
And we'll be controlled by the desire.
我们永远不会满足。
We will never be happy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到彼得给我们的这一段的教导，也就提醒我们，就不要轻易的能够 走上歧途。
And so when the, Peter clearly instructed us that you will understand that we will not fall from the, wrong teaching.
你看在这段经文里彼得特别有意思他用了好多动物来描述。
In this passage, he used a lot of animals to describe.
他第一个十二节他讲到说这些假教师好像什么没有灵性。
And they are like a, they have no spiritual.
生来就是畜类。
They are the beast.
所以那个动物不管是猫啊还是狗啊它没有灵性的。
And so the animal like a cat and dogs, they do not have a spirit.
它们很可爱。
And they are very cute.
但他行动做事靠动物的本能。
And they're driven by their animal instinct.
他不会想到以前的他也不会想到以后的。
And they don't think about the past or they don't think about future.
他只能看到现在的。
They only live in, at the present.
那么我们人是有灵的活人嘛。
But we are the living spirit.
所以我们不应该被这些个这个欲望 所驱使
so we cannot be driven by those desires
那么第十六节就讲到这个巴兰这个驴哈
and so we talk about in verse 16 talk about the donkey of Balaam
是彼得在骂人了哈就说这个巴兰你看你连驴都不如哈
and so and Peter is talking about Balaam is not even worse than the donkey
那个驴还能看见天使还知道是对跟错的哈
and so donkey can see angel know what's right and wrong
所以呢最后呢是在二十二节讲到这个猪跟狗哈。
And in verse 22 talk about the, the dog and the, pig.
所以这两句谚语啊都是彼得用来描述啊引述来说明这个情况的。
And so is the, he used those animals to talk about the situation.
因为猪和狗在以色列人都认为是不洁净的。
And the pig is considered unclean.
那么这里就讲到他们被重新污染的必然的结果是怎样。
And so they would continue to be, they would recontaminate again.
问题是呢我们现在生活的这个世界啊就是一个物欲横流的世界。
And we are living in a world that is controlled by material.
那么很多的时候人呢被欲望驱使是跟动物是没有什么差别的、啊。
Very often our control the desire, by desire is no different than animals.
人们就是被这些想要得到的东西牵着鼻子走。
So we will be led by, by our nose, by those things.
所以我们每天在做我们不得不做的事情、啊。
And very often we do whatever we need to, to meet those desires.
我们追求那些个我们要想要得到的东西
we are, seeking the things we want to get.
很多的时候难以自拔
And we cannot extricate ourselves.
那知道我知道这个苹果手机嘛都是很贵的哈
And we know the Apple phones are very expensive.
那么在中国的话这个价钱就更贵哈
And so in China it's even more expensive.
那我看到一个新闻就讲了一个年轻人呢他非常想要的苹果手机
So in a young man in China really want to have an iPhone.
但是呢很可惜他的父母呢就是比较贫穷一点买不起这个苹果手机
But his parents cannot afford an iPhone
就这个年纪这个小孩子他居然把自己的肾卖掉一个
But this young man sold his, one of his kidneys
因为他要买苹果手机
He want an iPhone
因为可能大概朋友啊什么都是用苹果手机
Because a lot of his friends using iPhone
所以我们看到这个世界这个这样的事情几乎每天都在发生
And those kind of things happen every day in the world
那么我们遇到这些异端的人我们应该怎么办、啊、
How do we behave when we see those heresies?
我们首先不要去争辩。
First of all, do not argue with them.
你要知道这些异端他们是受过训练的。
And you have to know they are trained.
然后他们是有备而来的。
They are prepared.
如果一般的信徒的话你没有受过特别的训练你是讲不过他们的。
And so for ordinary believers, you cannot argue. You're not going to win.
而且你不但不能说服他们的话，你讲不了多久被他给圈进去了。
And so if you cannot convince them, very often fall into their trap.
你自己也搞迷糊了。
And so you get confused.
所以千万不要去跟他们去争辩。
So do not argue with them.
然后另外一个呢，也不要痴想的说我可以把他挽救回来哈。
And don't think you can bring them back.
你还没有把他挽救回来，你可能自己也就被他拉下去了。
And before you bring them back, you actually be controlled by them.
因为一旦是这些进了这些个异端这个邪教的这些个组织之后， 这些人很难出来。
And once you're into their heresies organization, it's very hard to get out.
根本就不是你三言两语可以把它说转的。
And so you cannot really just bring them back with a few words.
所以我们就是很客气，很礼貌的，知道他讲的是，然后就说，我们有自己的教会，我们有自己的信仰，我们不需要你跟我来查经，也不需要你告诉我这些事情。
So we just politely to refuse them, say we have our faith, that our teaching, that we I'm not going to get involved.
因为这些传的人，他们看起来很好，都是啊，你看摩门教那些传的，都是年轻的啊小男孩哈。
And so you see, they are the people are very polite, like a Mormon. They are young people.
你看他们头发剪得干干净净的，穿的西服革履的、啊、
And they have very nice haircut and wear very formal clothes.
哎，还非常有礼貌。
Very polite.
因为他们规定，他们年轻人在那个年纪必须要做两年的宣教士。
They have to do commit 2 years as a missionary.
嗯，所以呢，我们看到他们就是客客气气跟他们结束就好。
And so we'll be very polite to end it.
因为很多人追求的异端，就是因为在不知不觉中没有提防，就是失落的。
Very people fall into their trap because they did not have a good defense.
那么，如果我们在信仰上能够坚固的话，我们就不会被这些东西催来催去啊。
So if we have a solid in our faith, we will not be swayed by their teaching.
这个就是为什么我们教会推动门徒训练哈。
And that's why we need to our church like to motivate the try to start the disciple training.
就是我们在信仰上要特别的扎根。
And we need to root in our faith.
如果让耶稣基督满足我们的心的话，
if we like Jesus Christ to satisfy our heart,
那不会有一两个人三言两语的话就把我们给摇摆了。
And people, we cannot be persuaded by people's few words.
那么我们知道，在这个身体上有疾病的话，我们那个就是你要去医院去看医生，对不对
？So if we have a physical illness, we need to go see doctors.
那么随着科学的发展呢，我们知道人除了身体生病，我们现在大家都不一样，就是人心理上也会发生问题。
And beside the physical illness, we also have a mental illness.
那么其实另外有一种啊，是我们大家不太留意的哈。
And there's another one we don't usually pay attention.
你知道我们人是有什么灵魂体三部分吗？
We have a spirit, soul, and the body.
所以我们身体生病，我们知道那是身体生病，要看医生，要到医院去哈。
And so your physical illness, we need to go see doctors.
我们灵魂出了问题呢，那个就是 psychological 心理上的问题，我们现在知道了，这近100多年的发展，我们要去看心理医生。
And so with a mental illness, we might need to see psychiatrist or psychologist.
其实人呢，这个灵性方面也会生病。
But very often we're spiritual are ill.
弟兄姐妹，这个很少有人提到的。
But very often we don't talk about it.
很少有人会留意的。
And we don't pay attention to it.
很多的时候我们不觉得这是个病。
We don't think this is illness.
实际上，这个病在灵性里面的病会影响到我们的身体，也会影响到我们的灵魂。
And spiritual illness will affect our physical health and mental health.
所以啊，我们要注重，不单注意我们的身体健康哈。
And we really need to pay attention to our physical health.
你要讲到锻炼身体，吃的健康，要活的健康，每个人都赞同的。
We all agree that we need to live healthily by exercising, eating healthy food.
其实这个健康不单包括我们身体的健康。
But this health is not only the physical health.
也包括我们心理的健康。
And also mental health.
我们知道，我们如果心理不健康的话，你身体也不会健康。
And so if we know if your mental are not healthy, that you're not going to be healthy physically.
然后你的这个整个的生活呢，也不会美满的哈。
And so your life is not going to be happy.
同样，我们的灵性也是一样。
And same thing with the spiritual life.
所以这就要求我们灵性的健康就要在主的话语。
And in order to have a healthy spiritual life, we have to root in God's words.
所以彼得在彼得后书的第二章就提醒了我们假教师的危害。
And so the second Peter, that Peter reminds us of the danger of false teachers.
虽然这是2000多年前的教导。
Even though it was a teaching from 2000 years ago.
但是对我们今天仍然是非常实用。
It's a very important reminder of nowadays.
假教师的下场是可悲的。
And the fate of a false teacher are tragic.
而那些跟从他们的人的结局也是令人触目惊心。
And the outcome following them is even more shocking.
所以就要求我们，我们在信仰上要能够扎根。
So that really reminds us how we can root in our in God in the faith.
当耶稣基督可以满足我们的心的时候
，And so let Jesus Christ satisfy our heart.
没有任何人可以随便的来动摇我们的信心。
So no one that have an ulterior motive can have an opportunity to sway our faith.
所以那些别有用心的人呢，他也毫无可乘之机。
And they have no opportunity to change us.
我在达拉斯读神学的时候
，When I was studying Dallas.
那么我就其中有一个教会呢，他们就是有我们学校毕业的学生在那里做牧师。
And so there's one church that has a lot of Dallas theology seminary school graduates to become a pastor over there.
因为也是华人教会，我们彼此也都熟悉哈。
And because it's a Chinese church, so we're really familiar with that church.
很好的一个女传道人，在教会里面也蛮忠心。
And a very good woman pastor as very faithful.
但是后来在我还没有毕业之前呢，就听说他已经离开那个教会了。
And before I graduated, I heard that she left that church.
那是因为呢，她母亲呢就住在加州啊。
And because her mother lived in California.
那么母亲年纪比较大，需要她照顾，她就搬到加州来住。
So she moved to California to take care of her aging mom.
那后来我毕业了，我就找服侍的地方，哎，奇怪，我也来到加州哈。
And so when I was looking for opportunity to serve, then I came to California as well.
但是我不知道他就在附近的。
So I didn't know that she was very close by.
那么直到后来有一个机会，我才知道他不但在我附近，他就住在我的这个同样的这个城市哈。
And so besides that, she lived very close by. She was in the same city.
所以当我的另外一个同学来探望我的时候，他就在附近，哦，我才知道。
And so when a friend of mine come to visit me, so I realized that she's very close by.
所以我们就有机会聚在一起。
So we get together.
然后他非常有兴趣要见我。
And she was very interested to see me.
我一见他，我才知道他的兴趣从哪里来的。
And once I saw her, I know why she was very interested to see me.
他到了加州，他就加入的是一个灵恩派的教会、啊。
And once she came to California, she joined a charismatic church.
所以他一祷告就是那种哭啊喊的那种、啊。
And when she started praying, it's very emotional and crying and laughing.
他见我就是有一个目的，要把我拉到他的教会里去。
When she, there was one motive that she wanted to see me is to bring me to her church.
所以看到一个其实很信仰、很纯正的，也乐意奉献给神的一个传道人。
And this is someone who is willing to commit her life to God that has a very good foundation.
但是几年的时间不见，居然是一个完全不一样的光景。
And the few years I didn't see her, that she totally changed.
我想这个对我是一个很大的震撼。
And it was very shocking to me.
所以这个事情可以发生在我们任何人的身上。
This can happen to any one of us.
这也就提醒我们说，没有人说我在信仰上我已经过了那个阶段，我已经成熟到某种程度等等。
And so that really reminds us, no one can escape unless we have a very solid foundation.
我们在耶稣基督面前永远是小学生。
We are always elementary students.
Before our Lord.
Before our Lord.
愿神祝福他的话语，让我们一起低头祷告。
And let God bless His words. Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your grace.
你不但赐救恩给我们
，Besides, you give us salvation.
你也赐教会给我们
，You give our church.
赐主的话语给我们
，Give your words to us.
愿主亲自保守我们的心
，Continue to guard our heart.
让我们有属灵分辨的能力
，So we have a discernment.
使我们在这世上啊，这是各种异端学说盛行的时候。
When there's a blossom of all different heresies,
我们能在主里面站立得稳。
We can continue standing firm.
愿主祝福我们在座的每一位。
And continue to bless every one of us here.
无论是在线上线下能够听到这信息的人。
No matter if people online or people in person.
愿耶稣基督可以满足我们的心。
The God, Jesus Christ can satisfy our hearts.
愿主保守我们的生命，直到主耶稣基督再来的时候。
Continue to guard us and until the day that Jesus second coming.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.